Alright folks, welcome back to the Dopamine Reset Protocol, your daily dose of real talk about getting your head and your life in the game. I'm your host, Leo Weston, here to help you navigate this crazy thing called life with a little less stress and a whole lot more intention. Now, today we're diving into something super crucial, mindfulness. I know, it sounds like some fluffy hippy-dippy concept. But trust me on this one. It's way more than just lighting incense and wearing tie-dye. Mindfulness is about being fully present in the moment, not getting swept away by thoughts of the past or anxieties about the future. Think of it as training your brain to focus on what's happening right now, like a mental muscle that you can strengthen with practice. Ever feel like you're running on autopilot? Living life in fast forward, always thinking about the next thing? You know that feeling when you're halfway through a conversation and realize you have no clue what was just said? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So, why is this even important? Because living in the present moment actually makes life more enjoyable. It helps you appreciate the little things, savor experiences, and connect with people on a deeper level. It's like hitting the pause button on your internal chaos and finally breathing. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on your mindfulness journey. 1. Start small. Don't expect to become a Zen master overnight. Begin with short bursts of mindfulness, like paying attention to your breath for a few minutes each day. You can even do it while brushing your teeth or waiting in line at the grocery store. Think of it as a little mental reset button you can press whenever you need a break from the chaos. 2. Engage your senses. Use your senses to ground yourself in the present moment. Notice the sights, sounds, smells, tastes, and textures around you. This might sound simple, but it's incredibly powerful. It's like turning up the volume on your awareness of the world around you. 3. Practice gratitude. Take a few moments each day to reflect on things you're grateful for. This could be anything from a delicious meal to a supportive friend. Cultivating gratitude shifts your focus from what you lack to what you already have, creating a more positive outlook. It's like training your brain to see the good stuff even when things get tough. 4. Be kind to yourself. Mindfulness isn't about achieving perfection. It's about being kind and compassionate towards yourself, even when your mind wanders. Don't beat yourself up if you find yourself getting distracted. Just gently bring your attention back to the present moment. Remember, it's a practice, not a performance. 5. Make mindfulness a habit. The key to reaping the benefits of mindfulness is consistency. Try incorporating these practices into your daily routine, even for just a few minutes at a time. Over time, you'll find that being present becomes more natural and effortless. It's like any other skill. The more you practice, the better you get. Now, let me tell you a quick story. Imagine this. You're sitting down to enjoy a delicious meal with your loved ones. But instead of savoring each bite, you're glued to your phone, scrolling through social media. You miss the laughter, the stories being shared, and the simple joy of connecting over food. That's what happens when we're not mindful. We miss out on the good stuff because we're too busy living in our heads. But here's the flip side. Imagine you put your phone down. Focus on the aroma of the meal, the taste on your tongue, and the conversation around you. You're truly present, appreciating each moment. That's the power of mindfulness. It allows us to experience life more fully. So, remember folks, this isn't just about becoming some Zen guru. It's about bringing more awareness and intention into your everyday experiences. Start small, be kind to yourself, and celebrate those moments of presence. You got this. And hey, if you found this helpful, share it with a friend who might need a little mindful boost. and don't forget to leave us a review. It helps other people find their way to the Dopamine Reset Protocol. Until next time, keep it real, keep it present, and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.